Cheers.
Hello?
Paul.
Hello, Charlie. How are you?
I got a call from Brian Quinlan. There appears to be a bit of a misunderstanding between us.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to come back to me, and I understand you were waiting for me to go back to you.
Yeah, the last I said, well, I said to my recollection was that you said you'd get back to me in a couple of days.
Okay. I mean, the position, Paul, is that we certainly will consider sale, or IDA Ireland own the building.
Uh-huh.
I know that IDA Ireland will consider the sale of the building to you at the price that we discussed, which was between 100 and 110 grand.
Uh-huh.
I know that you were looking for 78, but
73 was the original agreement.
Okay, but as I confirmed to you, that wasn't a runner, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh. Did they give a reason for that?
Basically, that they're not in a position to sell it for that. I mean, they will sell it with on the basis of what they consider to be a reasonable value. And the reasonable value that they put on it was between...
I do know that they did offer that in writing in 92.
Yes, but I suppose that agreement has expired. And I mean, I know we've had the various discussions on
there's no point about going all over that again. The situation is, I've got a meeting in Germany on Wednesday.
Okay.
And the topic of that meeting will be, what are we going to do?
Okay. They are quite willing to look at the purchase being on a phase basis over a number of years, as I mentioned to you and wrote to you.
The situation.
There is one. And also, in as part of that, we would look at a write down of the contingent liability over, say, the same period.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one caveat on that, and that is that you know, in looking at selling the building to you, we would obviously have to be satisfied that we're talking about you being around and maintaining the business there.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean that would be sort of a prerequisite on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The question is the building available to improve the balance sheet? That's the bottom line, and to give comfort to the bank. You see, each time I get an incoming payment, it's more than my overdraft facility.
Right.
If my bank manager gets a roasting from his head office at some stage, I will get an incoming payment and I will be informed that my overdraft facility no longer exists and I'm up the creek without a paddle. You see, I've taken a lot of risk on this entire venture to date, and basically we were looking to have that risk mitigated to some extent by the building. I mean, that's why we struggled on through those 4 years, you see. If it means that we're able to buy the building now in such a way that it will not have any effect, well, then there's little point in buying it, because it still leaves me exposed. If you think about our business and from a strategic point of view, in 91 we were sole agents and main distributors doing sales and installations for Woody Hull Burnley Limited on the continent. In 92 we'd gotten the name and we were in a position to hold the name and have the tables made wherever we liked. And if they needed tables, they needed tables. If they didn't, we didn't lose any sleep. In 93 we got into this hole and we're still there.
Yeah.
So from a strategic point of view, whatever about the long term potential of the company, which we do believe in, we can no longer as a family continue to take this risk.
Right.
And that's straight, you know. Now, we have meetings with two competitors and Gauselmann next week.
Right.
Now, basically, if my ass isn't covered, it's good night.
Right.
So that's the message for upstairs in there. I mean, I don't see anybody. I don't think anybody could be expected to continue on that basis. You see, because in a worst case scenario, where the overdraft would be withdrawn, or where we would buy the building, but it would be so tied up, it wouldn't be of any comfort to the bank. We would be in a position where Willie Hulse could very well cease to exist. It could be sold to a competitor that is not of our choosing and has an existing distribution system, if you understand, which would seriously damage Belgium.
Right.
So all of the, I mean, the main motivation in taking over Woolly Hulse initially was to get the name and to protect Belgium. The bottom line is my kids are fed by Belgium.
Mm.
I've never had any income from Ireland since I'm here.
Mm.
And really I have to make sure that nothing happens that would affect Belgium in an untoward way, you know? I'm just going to have to go into that meeting to get myself get my own financial security restored.
Right.
Because I've been at this now for since February, basically, of last year.
Mm.
So it's a year, you know, in an extremely exposed situation. And frankly, I just can't go on with this, and Madeleine won't tolerate it either. I mean, I haven't seen my kids in 3 weeks, you know.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I think if they're going to come in with a situation where you're sure you can buy the building, but it's not on the price we agreed in 1992, well, that's already going to cause, Madeleine will just want one to know.
Mm.
And then if on top of that the building is going to be tied up in such a way that it is not, it does not constitute an asset to the company, Well then why buy it?
Well, I suppose there are a few simple fundamentals. The first is that the basis on which that we would sell the building is on the basis that the company is going to operate out of it. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second is that...
We'd be buying something that from the bank's point of view could never be sold.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but you see, I'm not clear on this because this is vital, you see. Because if the building comes in and the bank considers it as collateral,
Well,
that relieves all of the stress off of us. I mean, basically, Gavin, each time a payment hits the bank, I don't know whether or not they're going to withdraw my overdraft facility.
Yeah.
You know? And granted, they know that we're profitable and that we're improving, but I mean, you only need a change of policy in some head office somewhere, and you know yourself, you know?
Mm. But
change of lending manager or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, it's relatively straightforward in the sense that what we're saying is that the first criteria is that you would operate within Ireland. The second is that, and that would be on the basis on which we sold the building to you.
Mm-hmm.
The second is we would sell it at around the price that I discussed with you. I mean, that's, you know, I can't give you the exact price to 1,000, but I'd sell between 100 and 110. That's the price. The third thing is, if you required it, there would be scope for agreeing for that if you wanted for that purchase to be phased rather than it to be outright.
No, but the loan is approved to purchase it, you know, and the bank are anxious that it comes in as well. But I mean, they want it to come in a way. Basically, what they're saying is, well, if you go bottom up tomorrow, or if something goes wrong, or if you drop dead, we're completely exposed here.
Yeah.
And that's their attitude, you know.
Okay, but
which is reasonable enough.
Okay,
yeah.
But then on the basis on which we'd sell it to you outright is on the basis that we have a commitment and are convinced that you're going to continue to operate the business here.
Mm. Well, I mean, there has to be no point in buying it. But I mean, what would happen then in the event that, say, the bank's worst nightmare came through? The building would revert to yourselves. Or it would be considered part of the assets of the company in a liquidation scenario. You see what I'm saying? I mean, God forbid, you know? But I mean, that's the question they're going to... I mean, how is it going to be tied up? I mean, I have no problem with saying, okay, we're going to continue making tables here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Particularly I mean, it's like from the bank's point of view, what they want to know is if the building come, we purchase the building, is it a straight out collateral? I mean, up till this, it was always the condition on the building was that it had to be used for manufacturing purposes. In other words, in the event of a liquidation, the liquidator would be forced to sell it to somebody who's going to manufacture.
Yeah.
Right. Are you saying now that in the event of a liquidation, the building would have to be sold to somebody who's going to make billiard tables? Or is it still the same? Or is it just that as long as Willie Holtz is in
business? Well, the minimum requirement is that it be used for the purposes of an industrial undertaking.
Yeah, well, that we knew in 92 when we accepted at that base, yeah.
If we were selling the building at that price, then it would be on the basis that obviously that there is there's a liability outstanding to Ferbert also. So, you know, that would have to be looked at.
Yeah, well, really, also pretty well tied up anyway, isn't it? I mean, how can I put it?
The whole basis and the first point in terms of us selling the building is that we have to be satisfied with yourselves that you were going to operate out of Ireland at a reasonable level, you know.
Well, I've been fighting very hard to be able to do that, you know. Would it be correct to phrase it as such that insofar as Willie Holtz is engaged in manufacturing billiard tables, that they would do it in this building?
Yeah.
Or insofar as Willie Holtz exists, even. What I'm saying is, you see, there's very little point in me borrowing 100 grand from the bank or 100 and whatever it is and purchasing a building and not getting an asset.
I understand that, Paul. And there's very little point in from Ferber's point of view in selling the building to yourself if
it's not going to stand in the company.
If at the end of the day we wouldn't be satisfied that you were going to continue to operate there,
mm-hmm.
And that it was going to be sold on, we might as well hold off and at least the company to another company, mm. At least to another company. I mean, that's
sure. I mean, you have no problem with that. But you see, what we're looking for really is something that strengthens my balance sheet, while at the same time gives forward sufficient comfort and knowledge that the thing isn't going to be handled as a speculative thing. Is that what we're looking for? Now, my question really is, are they contradictory, or is it possible to find something like that? You know what I mean? So the Ferbert are sure in their shoes that I'm not going to flog it off the next day and run away, you know? And that Willie Holtz has been making billiard tables here for years to come. And at the same time, I have the benefit of basically the 100 grand that we reckon we could put in as a revaluation reserve into the balance sheet, you think?
Right, well, those are the two criteria that have to be met.
Yeah. Well, if we could meet both of them, we're on to something, yeah? Well, except that, the price increase of 25%, we would consider not kosher, you know.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any change in that now, Paul, to be honest with you. You know?
I suppose I could present it as the rent for the last year, but I mean, we shouldn't have been paying that rent anyway. If we'd been allowed to buy it when we'd asked to buy it, you know? I'm just thinking of some stuff to sell this, you know? Can you put that in writing that something along those lines that would satisfy both those criteria?
Well, my letter of the 13th of November really, it says exactly that to you. The only thing that's left out is the price, and I wouldn't put a price on, I won't put a price in writing to you because until that negotiation has taken place. I'm saying what I said in the letter of the 13th of November. You know, that's effectively what I'm saying is, you know, that we can go to the board and try and stand over that. I mean, the key thing in this, Paul, is that that your intention and that we're satisfied with that you're going to manufacture it in Ireland?
Well, I think after the last 5 years of work, I don't think our intentions could be possibly called into question. You know, I mean, the whole scenario of putting the car wash in the whole thing wasn't introduced into it by us. In fairness, Kevin, you know. And I mean, our kids were supposed to go to school here in September, you know. I mean, it hasn't been us who decided not to bring them to school in September. It was the fact that the whole thing was up in the air. And we didn't put it up in the air, you know. I mean, to suggest that we would have put, I mean, in fairness, any potential gain that we would have at this stage from handling the whole situation speculatively would hardly be worth 5 years of my time. You know? I mean, the intention was to move the family home, and that's what attracted us to the whole idea in the first place, plus my own interest in billiard tables and their construction, you know? But like, I've got a very difficult thing to sell, really, you know? You can understand that as well, man.
Yeah.
I feel I would have a good, better chance of selling it if the price had remained as it was. But anyway, so there's nothing you can put in writing for me with regard to price.
Well, what I've said to you there, you know what the price we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But bear in mind, it's ID Ireland that is selling the building.
Uh-huh.
As I said in my letter to you, the prices would be as we discussed. I mean, the process, Paul, is that they actually get a valuation which supports the prices that are going to come.
But I can't imagine that it's good news for IDA Ireland to have a situation where offers they make to encourage companies to move factories to Ireland don't get honoured. Changes in the interim.
Yeah, I mean
it's not exactly public relations dream for them, is it?
Yeah, I know we've had this discussion, Paul. I'm not sure that there's merit in going down through it again, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, looking at it from fashion point of view, you know, a deal is a deal, you know. That's, you know, how everybody on the continent looks at it, you know. Okay, anyway, fine. I'll note your comments. That, in all likelihood, let's say that the only step forward we've made really is that, in all likelihood, we could probably come up with an arrangement that would allow the company to get a revaluation reserve in the balance sheet, while at the same time giving forward sufficient comfort. Would I be right in saying that?
That's right, probably.
Probably, but that's a legal question. Have you talked to anybody though about if that's actually legally possible? In other words, if the building is to be tied, how far has the building got to be tied up? In other words, you see.
Well, I mean, the first thing, as I said, is that you have a stated intention of staying here. I think if the intention is clear from both sides, Paul, I think the legalese can be put around it. But there is a minimum. The minimum requirements are that the building be held for industrial purposes. That it's an approved purpose. That in the case of, say, for instance, if you're purchasing it on a phase basis, and indeed if there are other liabilities that
no, but we wouldn't want to do the phase thing anyway, and we don't care about the contingent liability, because if we were getting the building, we'd be staying here anyway, so it doesn't matter. It'll take 5 years and it's gone anyway, no? The contingent liability, yeah? So, I mean, that's never been a problem for us, you know? It's the lack of a building that's forcing us out. I mean, that's the shortest and simplest way to put it, you know? And it's the insecurity caused by the lack of the building that's forcing us out and forcing us to consider our options, you know. That's the bottom line, you know. And also, you know, there's a certain amount of emotion, I suppose, involved in the sense that, you know, if it was good enough for Bennett, it should have been good enough for us. After all, we've been working very hard for 4 years to keep this company to change it from what it was when it was in Burnley into what it is now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we'd need an undertaking from yourself that you would seek to sell on the building.
Mm-hmm. But I suggested that already months and months ago.
Mm.
And we were told that the building wasn't on the table.
Yeah, well, I mean, this in terms of bringing the building on the table was it was an effort on my part to try and get the matter resolved.
Okay. So, well, what I'll do is just to be realistic about the whole thing, I'm going to go ahead and try and keep all the way along the line now. In the last year, I've been trying to keep as many doors open as possible. Obviously,
right.
I have to think about my own hide on this. You know, I have the building inspector coming tomorrow.
Right.
Here, and we will work out what's required in the event that we do decide to vacate.
Right.
I'm just going to, quite frankly, I'm not going to go one way or another in this meeting on Thursday.
Right.
I'm just going to say, look, this is the situation. What are we going to do? So, I'll pass on your offer.
Right.
Frankly, I think that it won't go. I think the whole scenario, you see, because we have explored other avenues now, and, you know, we can get 10% profits easier than this, you know?
Right.
You know? So it's only really worth to continue with this if we had the security, the financial security, to be able to move the family to Ireland.
Right.
And if I can't move my family to Ireland, it's a non-starter.
Mm.
That's really the way it comes down. So, I'll put it to them.
Okay.
And we'll see how it goes.
Okay, Paul.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.